Welcome, dear listeners, to the 55th episode of the IT Coffee Break. Today, we dive deep into the world of agile methodologies, practices, and the dynamic teams shaping the landscape. I'm your host, Anastasia Ivaseva, and we have a special guest with us, an agile coach and Scrum Master, Susanna Klimikova from Slovakia. Hi, Susanna. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Susanna is an agile coach and Scrum Master with 10 plus years of experience of working in IT, in fintech, and she has a strong focus on agile and safe transformation. Plus, Susanna is quite an experienced co-host with me, and it's gonna be her third podcast. Right, Susanna?
Yes, exactly. So, looking forward.
Me too. And today's discussion is centered around collaboration and agile teams because it's people who drive the change, who drive agile. So to kick things off, Susanna, let's play this or that game. Ready? The first one, tea or coffee?
Coffee. I have it now, actually.
Good. Good for you. Great choice. Cookies or marshmallows?
Cookies, definitely.
Going a little bit agile here, user stories or use cases?
Hard one. Currently, I'm using cases.
Right. Fixed sprint lengths or flexible sprints?
Fixed.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. And retrospective games or serious reflection?
Serious reflection.
You're that one, thought as much, and that's why a very tough question right at the beginning as we are moving to Agile. So, for those listeners who are not aware of how Agile has evolved over the past few years, let's start with a brief overview of current Agile trends. What's your favorite one, Susanna?
So, when I'm thinking about involvement of Agile, maybe I can share with you several trends that we are seeing also in our daily life. So one of them is really significant, scaling Agile. So organizations such as also our customers are adopting Agile practices at an enterprise level. We are actually working in scaling frameworks like SAFe, that means scaled Agile framework, and LESS. That means large-scale Scrum. And actually, they are quite helpful for our customers. The next one, what I really love, is DevOps integration. That means that Agile teams are adapting also DevOps way of working and understanding of software development. So they are embracing DevOps practices such as continuous integration, continuous delivery, automated testing. Another one, what I see really strong one is Agile beyond IT. Yeah, that actually we have more and more teams which are not IT, but would like to adapt Agile methodologies. They are using even Kanban sometimes as the easiest way to start this Agile trend. For example, we have marketing, HR, finance, project management, not connected directly to IT, but still they are trying to involve. What I really love is also Agile and Lean integration. Agile and Lean principles, shared common goals such as reducing waste, improving efficiency, delivering value to customers. So organizations are now combining Agile and Lean practices to create a more holistic approach to the product development or project management. What is also really now trending is to think about overall collaboration and cooperation inside of your teams, together with your customer. How do you collaborate with another teams in your own organization?
Absolutely, totally agree with that, because as mentioned, people drive changes. Yeah. And collaboration and cooperation are extremely important, so everyone would be at the same page. I would ask you here, how would you define collaboration within the context of Agile methodologies?
Let's go to basics. Even the Agile Manifesto, foundation document for Agile methodologies, highlights this importance of collaboration. So it states,
right.
Building projects around motivated individuals. Where are you motivated? When you have good environment where you are felt supported and actually you are trusted to get the job done. Then the next part of Agile Manifesto, yeah, business people and developers must work together daily through the project. You can see the words motivation, trust, support, working together. So collaboration within the Agile context refers to an active and open exchange of ideas, knowledge, feedback among team members. And of course, in such team, you can feel empowered to provide your own ideas. So this is quite crucial for successful implementation of Agile itself. So we need cross-functional collaboration. We need to adapt and respond quickly to changes. And you also need to be harmonized with your team members to achieve it. So great collaboration is the basis actually of Agile teams.
Totally agree with that. And from Agile Manifesto, from theory, let's switch to some recent examples of collaboration or some experiences you had. Could you please share that little bit with us?
I was lucky to enjoy great collaboration during this year. Yeah, when we are having a little bit retrospective what happened during last year, I would like to highlight our Agile community of sub-account inside of EPAM. Yeah? It is some excellent example of effective collaboration. So what is it about? Yeah? It is our Agile community that, let's say, group of passionate enthusiasts who include Scrum Masters, Delivery Managers, Project Managers, Developers. Yeah, and we are together collaborating, focusing on exchange of ideas, how do we understand Agile, where we need to improve ourselves, exchanging the knowledge of Agile methodologies. Also, as we mentioned previously, even DevOps is there as a topic. So we achieve this collaboration through creating training videos, organization of workshop is there, webinars, and also some coaching sessions. And we receive also positive feedback because every member of our account is encouraged to join and contribute with their own experience and expertise. So I'm quite proud to be a colleague of this initiative alongside with Yana Tarashenka, yeah? So we can continuously learn, grow, evolve together. In addition, I would like to note one another great collaboration we are now starting to announce the launch of a Slovak Conversation Club, new collaboration starting in December. So it should be about individuals who enjoy speaking actually the Slovak language. So we aim to support them to improve their Slovak language skills. So I hope this will be also another successful collaboration.
That's a great initiative, definitely, because I do know that you have quite an international team in Slovakia. And so basically, it should be most helpful talking about contribution and talking about implementation. So you mentioned that you are involved in a SAP Agile community. So what are some of the common challenges that Agile teams face as regards collaboration? And what do you do about that?
Actually, good practical question. We are trying also inside of our Agile community to speak about possible challenges that we could face as Scrum Masters, Agile coaches during our daily practice. Sometimes even you try to do your best job possible, you feel that something is not right in your project. In that case, you can think about miscommunications or misunderstandings. Is it there? Is it prevalent in your team? The absence of effective collaboration has made it difficult for team members to identify and address issues promptly. Consequently, challenges may be unresolved, leading to a decline in the quality of the final product. This is one interesting topic for us, also in connection with decision-making process. This challenge in collaboration is that also without taking into account everyone's ideas and inputs, the team is making flawed decisions that may not serve the best interest of the team and product. And you as an Agile coach and Scrum Master should always check also this situation. How is your decision-making process in your team? Are there also any team members who are working in isolation, operating in silos? Or do you face some project delays and failures? Because without sense of collective responsibility, the team members do not feel accountable for the success or failure of the product. As a result, motivation and commitment levels are low. this can lead also on lower employee morale. So you see, this topic of good collaboration is quite big. We tried to speak about it openly and transparently inside of our community and help each other to find the means for better productivity and even increase the innovation process thanks to good collaboration techniques.
Thank you so much for that. And what are those? What are these collaboration techniques? How do you overcome these challenges? And what are the practical stages that you can share with us that helped you really?
Agile teams can focus definitely on improving communication channels. Easy said, but what to do? Yeah, so let's talk about these strategies. To address these challenges, Agile teams can focus on improving communication channels, fostering a culture of trust, promoting cross-functional collaboration, providing opportunities for team members to regularly interact and share knowledge. Right? We know that from theory, but what are the practical tips? So great question. Thank you for that. Ensure that you work with your team as one cohesive unit. Product managers or scrum masters should be seen as team members, not supervisors. There should not be any sub-team, only one unified team. And this is sometimes hard. So what could be done here? Define roles and responsibilities. Working agreements can assist you with this task. The goal is to clearly define each person's responsibilities, expectations to one another. This can minimize the confusion and ensure that all tasks are covered. Then the next step, what I always advise, is effective communication. A good example of this is regular, perhaps even daily recurring calls and chats. So this helps to establish open, effective channels of communication, ensuring that everyone is on the same page and can quickly address any kind of issue that arises. What is sometimes really missing is a shared goal and vision. Every planning activity actually is crucial for in ensuring that everyone is aligned with the company's or product's vision and goal. Shared objectives can help create a sense of unity and purpose. Now we go to the teamwork. Together, we value everyone's input and recognize the strengths of each team member. That's why you are not the supervisor, you are part of the team. You can be a role model in demonstrating this and encourage others to do the same. In such comfortable environment, where you have shared goals, teamwork, effective communication, conflict resolution becomes much more easier. Collaboration with your Scrum Master, Agile Coach, team leads can help you to find to implement these right strategies for resolving conflict in a constructive manner. And of course, we have regular reviews, feedbacks, not only as retrospective, but even one-to-ones with your product owner can be helpful. One-to-ones with your resource manager, any kind of regular feedbacks are really helpful because we can regularly review the progress and provide constructive feedback. So that's my several steps how to do better collaboration.
Thank you so much. That sounds really valid because one unified team, that's one of the values we have at EPAM, and definitely not standing above the team, but collaborating together. I really love your attitude. That sounds great. And of course, shared goal and vision and different communication channels, as you mentioned, one-to-one, constant communication, checking up daily. Right. Thank you so much for highlighting this. And it's really an excellent advice. That's from your perspective, right? From coaching perspective. But now, as a member of an agile team, what actions can you take to contribute to collaborative environment?
Ask yourself questions and be honest with yourself. When and how did you help your team colleagues? Do you actively participate in your retrospectives? Do you know who are the end users of your product? Do you understand the roadmaps for the 3 months? When was the last time you shared or exchanged knowledge with your team members? So after the answering the questions, do not wait actually for others to begin with this all proactiveness. Start from yourself. And you can be a role model for others. I always advise, show empathy towards your teammates by understanding their perspectives, challenges, and needs. That helps actually to embrace the teamwork. It's always great to celebrate success together and acknowledge the effort of a team member. Like, you can always highlight the positive result of your collaboration inside of your team. You can also start from yourself, like, who would like to join my session about this knowledge that I would like to share with you. Also, foster open communication. Like, you should always actively listen to your team members and encourage them to share your thoughts and ideas. You can share your own idea today, even now in this minute. Use actively these daily stand-ups where you could be more active and share your own vision, your own ideas, even in 15 minutes. It's all possible. So there are multiple tools which you can actively and or proactively use. But important is start from yourself.
I really love that. I think it's the best advice. So start from yourself, be empathetic, and very important, I love that idea, actually celebrate your team's success and celebrate your own success. That sounds really inspiring, especially as we are getting to the end of quite a year. Thank you so much for that, Susanna. Let's dive a little bit into that as well. So this concept of the possibility for everyone to voice their messages, their ideas, right? How can we create such an environment within agile teams when it is really like comfortable and inclusive environment? You started already mentioning about communication, about these ideas start from yourself, but what else is here? I feel there is something else here, right?
You are right. Really, the roles of Scrum Master or product owners are very useful for creation of this inclusive, comfortable environment. You can start with trust, actually, as a Scrum Master or product owner. Build trust by being open. This shows your team that it's okay to be human. For example, you can share a story or mistake you made and what you actually learned from that mistake. Always think there is no blame game. When errors happen, focus on finding a solution instead of blaming others. You can always ask how to fix the situation instead of who did this. And always give full attention when somebody is speaking and ask sincere questions. Shows empathy. So it's part of active listening skills. Start with this. Three important parts.
Sounds about right. And you also mentioned the concept that really got my attention, talking about effective listening skills. So basically, working agreements. What's that? And how can they also help agile teams in promoting collaboration and cooperation?
Let's start here a little bit broader. Everyone has certain expectations of themselves, of their company, their team, and their colleagues. To facilitate good collaboration, it is always beneficial to establish clear expectations from another. Working agreements. It is a dynamic document that implicitly outlines the expected norms and behaviors of a team, both in stable, expected situation, also in cases where things do not go as planned. So working agreements enable teams to hold each other accountable for their actions, to a mutually agreed upon set of rules, and promote self-organization. So these agreements are created by the team, for the team, and they are updated as necessary. They should be easily understood. And let's go into details now. There we can check following questions. Who are we as a team? What makes us special? This includes our shared vision, unity, and purpose. Important in a working agreement are also ground rules, expected behaviors for a team, meeting logistics and team communication methods. Also, key products and relevant links to these information, coding standards, release processes, test strategies, how to use Jira or whatever tool you are using, how to address challenges and impediments. The concept of working agreements can be also applied to our collaboration with our customers, business partners, or even other teams. When I think about that, it's partially like a law contract. What do you expect from the other contract party? Until when? and under which circumstances.
Perfect. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. As I've been thinking that many of the topics we are discussing right now are tied to agile coaching and team leadership. What does an ideal collaboration between an agile coach and a team lead entail? Because I think mostly those are two different roles, right?
Interesting topic. We can check first to better understand what is the role of agile coach and team lead, maybe some differences, and then go to this ideal collaboration if you agree.
That would be most helpful, I guess.
So, agile coach is a role that works with teams and individuals to promote agile principles, values, standards, practices. So, the goal is to enhance team effectiveness. Agile coach also provides mentoring, coaching to team members, project manager leads to adapt agile methodologies, and it assists in development of agile training materials, courses to advance the organization's understanding and use of agile. In a short, when we go to team leader, he leads, directs, coordinates the work of the team members to achieve project targets and outcomes. It defines team goals, sets individual performance objectives, promotes also coaching, feedback to the team members to encourage personal growth and to improve team performance. Now, commonalities. Both teams provide guidance and mentorship to team members. Both roles also aim to improve team performance and efficiency. They involve also problem solving and conflict resolutions, and also involve facilitating meeting and workshops. So you see, there are many commonalities. So I see there is important fact that team leaders, team managers should closely work together with agile coaching. And here are some key aspects of the collaboration. Establishing a shared understanding of collaboration, working agreement between one another to be a role model also for the team, and understanding of some practices for better working agreements. The agile coach and team lead should work together to establish shared understanding also of agile principles, practices. This includes ensuring that both parties have a clear understanding of team goals, agile framework, the roles and responsibilities. So all could be done also through the concept of a working agreement. Important is also coaching and mentoring. Agile leadership is the very important here. The agile coach should provide guidance and support to the team lead, helping them to develop their leadership skills and deepen their understanding of agile practices. Also, both of them can collaborate on facilitating team development. Agile coach and team lead should collaborate to create an environment that fosters team growth and development. They may involve facilitating team building activities, encouraging collaboration, knowledge sharing, and always promoting a culture of continuous improvement. Collaboration of stakeholders, removing obstacles are another collaboration topics that they can work and help each other. Overall, the collaboration between agile coach and team lead should be a partnership focused on supporting the team success and create an environment that enables continuous learning and improvement.
Thank you so much. Once again, so agile is centered around adaptability, around change. So how does the mindset of an agile leader differ from more traditional leadership mindset?
The mindset of an agile leader differs by embracing change, empowering team, adopting iterative approach, maybe also focusing on the customer. But let's deep dive here with the help of a case. Imagine a software development team working on a complex project with tight deadlines. Yeah, we know this. The traditional leader, for example, John, he believes in a top-down approach to the management. He assigns task to team members, setting strict deadlines and closely monitors their progress. John believes that the success of the project depends on his ability to control and direct the team. On the other hand, we have an agile leader, Sarah. Yeah? She takes a different approach. She believes that in empowering her team, fostering a collaborative environment. Sarah understands that the project requirements may evolve over time, so she encourages flexibility and adaptation. Sarah believes that the team's collective knowledge and expertise are crucial for making informed decisions here. In a meeting, the team faces an unexpected challenge. Yeah? What to do? This challenge requires a change in the project's direction. John becomes frustrated. He starts blaming team members for not following his instructions. He insists on sticking with the original plan, even though it may no longer be feasible. Sarah, on the other hand, she sees the challenge as an opportunity for learning and improvement. She encourages the team to openly discuss the issue, brainstorm possible solutions. So Sarah trusts the team's judgment and encourages them to take the ownership of the problem. Together, they come with a new plan that addresses the challenge effectively. The situations highlight the difference in the minds between John, traditional leader, and Sarah, the new agile leader. While John focuses on control and adherence to the original plan, Sarah embraces change, collaboration, trust in the team's abilities. So Sarah's agile mindset allows her to adapt to an unexpected challenges and foster a more innovative and resilient team. I hope this helps a little bit to better understand the difference.
Definitely. Thank you so much for this example. I wanted to ask about your experience once again. So you also work as a Scrum Master for two teams. You collaborate a lot with business analysts. So how can an agile coach and a business analyst effectively communicate and collaborate to ensure alignment between business requirements and agile development practices?
This topic was actually main focus point of an interesting international collaboration that I participated in. It was actually named Collaboration and Cooperation Trilogy for Business Analysts from various countries like Greece, Ukraine, Czech Republic, Slovakia, and we were able to discuss this essence of collaboration, cooperation, empowering business analysts. So I see business analyst or product owner as a main lead to foster a productive, collaborative environment. Business analysts and product owners should be a role model for their team, as I mentioned several times previously. But in many situations, they can ask for a help from Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And that means asking, for example, for help with various techniques, approaches, and you both can learn from this collaboration. What I mean, let's show it with some questions and answers. What are the various types of business analysis diagrams you know? Name a few essential agile metrics to be considered by a business analyst. Scrum Master, Agile Coach can help you. What is the best way of grooming backlog? This is also a question good for your Scrum Master, Agile Coach. We can use deep criteria. That means backlog grooming is not a random or subjective process, but rather a constructive, objective one. You evaluate and prioritize the backlog items. You know, the deep acronym is often used for. This stands for detailed, appropriately estimated, emergent, and prioritized. With this criteria, your backlog items should be detailed enough to be understood by the team, stakeholders, but not so much that it could change or become irrelevant later. So I'm mentioning this as a good example that you can show your great collaboration with your Scrum Master and Agile Coach as a role model for others when you don't know, asking for help, asking for consultation or advice.
Susanna, as a wrap up, what would be the key takeaways you'd like our listeners to remember about collaboration in agile teams?
For myself, it's really important to always emphasize empathy. Empathy plays a vital role in collaboration. Understanding the perspective and needs of others enhances your decision-making process and fuels creative problem-solving. So always try to be empathetic towards others.
Wise words indeed. Thank you so much, Susanna, for sharing your insights on collaboration and agile teams with us today. And thank you, our listeners, for joining us on another episode of the IT Coffee Break. And as agile is about change and adaptability, I would also like to share my change. I'm starting a new chapter of my career, and I'm handing over this cozy podcast to a new host. I want to thank each and every listener for joining our coffee breaks during these 3 years. And I'm wishing you warm coffee breaks during winter holidays. So that's a goodbye.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.